Phil Freelon, the decorated architect most celebrated for his work on the Smithsonian's African American History Museum, has died. The architect was diagnosed with ALS in 2016, the same year the iconic museum opened to the public. He died of the neurodegenerative disease Tuesday in Durham. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonid Inge has this remembrance.
Phil Freelon is likely most known for his work as a leading architect of the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. But one of the most well-known African American architects of his generation also put his talented mind and hands on smaller but just as important things, like the Durham Station Transportation Center. Buses can be seen carrying patrons from the downtown depot all day and night. In fact, there's a little bit of Freelon sprinkled all over Durham. The architect is also responsible for designing Hillside High School, the new Durham Bulls ballpark, and the Biomanufacturing Research Institute at North Carolina Central University. Lou Myers has known Freelon for 30 years, most of that time as director of business development of the Freelon Group, and later at Perkins and Will.
Phil lived a great life, did what he wanted to do. Phil is a architect's architect. I mean, if you define architect, Phil's it.
Myers says Freelon brought great design to the field, and he worked hard to integrate the profession, bringing more architects of color into the practice. At one time, the Freelon Group was one of the largest African-American-owned architectural firms in the country. In 2014, Freelon joined Perkins and Will, continuing to work on projects like the expansion of the Motown Museum in Detroit. But in early 2016, Freelon and his family would learn he had ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Freelon said on the state of things, he had a decision to make.
You try and figure out what is the new normal going to be. And we decided early on that it wasn't in our nature as a couple or as individuals to retreat into some shell and pretend or, to hide the truth.
Also in 2016, Freelon would help open the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture. In the spring of 2017, the Freelon family would make sure everyone knew their story and would celebrate Phil Freelon at the Carolina Theater in Durham.
We're here to celebrate. Y'all with me? Woo! Look around. This is what community looks like. Love it.
That's Phil Freelon's wife of 40 years, Grammy-nominated jazz artist Nina Freelon.
I like the sunrise, 'cause it brings a new day. I like a new day.
Phil Freelon was in high spirits.
Doesn't ALS stand for Architect Lecture Series? Is that what I could bring out some slides and talk about museums and,
Freelon is a native of Philadelphia, but moved south for college. He is a 1975 graduate of NC State and earned a master's degree from MIT. A celebration for Freelon is scheduled for September, not a funeral. And according to Myers, it will be held at the Durham County Human Services Complex, which Freelon designed for the people.
I think that building certainly is one of Phil's favorites because Phil felt that everybody deserved to see great design, to experience great design.
Freelon is survived by his wife, Nina Freelon, three children, Dean, Maya, and Pierce Freelon, three siblings, and seven grandchildren. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.